cannot move anywhere unless we start with the regional groupings, and then the regional groupings can come together and form larger economic and also in future political entities. For example, now in the East African Community, we are discussing with SADC, and we are discussing with the COMESA to have a tripartite free trade area as a first step towards further integration. But you have to start with a particular region that is cohesive, sharing the same borders, and then you move on.
So with the experience that the East Africa Community seem to have, because you seem to have progressed quite steadily.
Yes, indeed.
How can the other sub-regional blocks, including ECOWAS and the rest, learn from the East African experience?
I think, first of all, we should visit each other. There is very little that is going on. People in Africa, I mean, policymakers, they go to the European Union and other places to study integration. But we should visit each other and see what is it we are doing right in one region and what more we could improve in another region. So that would be the first thing. Once we have that, you know, common meetings, frequent meetings, we can then evolve policies that produce results, and the people will react positively towards those.
So when you meet at the African continental level,
yes,
as a sub-regional bloc,
yes,
what do you say to them about the East African experience, resolving issues, challenges security-wise and economically? Because it looks like the East African community is doing quite well.
Yes, indeed. We are lucky in one aspect, that we were all under British rule. So Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania have been a natural sort of East Africa hub for joining with the others. So then Burundi and Rwanda joined us, and then we are going to have South Sudan to join us. So what we are saying is that the lesson in East Africa may not be 100% replicated elsewhere, but there are clearly certain things that we are doing right. And one of them I mentioned at the during the plenary was, you must agree to set up institutions. If you have the right kind of institutions, then it is easier to make common policies and agree on those policies. But if you don't have institutions, you remain each one in their own national borders, and it's very difficult to move from there.
Looking at the issue of trade among, yes, East African countries,
yes,
I have come to realize that people could move freely within the East African community.
Oh, yes.
How can others on the continent replicate that? And do you share your experiences with them?
Yes, I mean, once you take the plunge and form a customs union, it's then easier to build upon it and have a common market. Within the common market, then you can have freedom of movement of goods, services, capital, and people. So I think the first step is for the countries to start a customs union, because that is a much simpler step. Because you then have one common tariff for the region, and you face the world with one common tariff. So inefficient producers die away. I mean, you have to accept that there will be some losses and some gains. You can only know about your strengths as a country if you have one common external tariff.